I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Sunday edition. We are going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, I also come back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Coming up today, I really want to talk with the listeners about the lawlessness of the system and where it's going. And whereas the establishment state-run media tries to behave like anyone that questions the official system is a kook, the truth is Congress now has a 6% approval rating. That's the latest numbers coming out from Gallup. 6% approval rating. The president's approval rating is dropping like a rock. And the general public has the least amount of trust ever recorded in the history of modern polling for each other. And I think that that's well-founded. The problem is you can trust individuals and even organizations, from my own research, a lot more than you can trust the government and the Fortune 100 or so. These are purely, purely predatory groups who pride themselves on their deceptiveness, who pride themselves on their absolute, total attack on humanity. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down today, coming up after the first break. And I want to talk about the problems in society and the lawlessness of the power structure. But then I also want to speak to the subject of real solutions. And there certainly are a lot of real solutions out there that certainly can be deployed. But the biggest solution is simply getting the public to become aware of how the real world works and who the real players are in this world. So when we go to break, we're going to come back and cover all of that. We have a one-minute break coming up, and then we will come back and get into also some of the latest news. 4 dead, more than 60 injured, New York City train derail nightmare. Dead at 40, the fiery car crash. He wasn't driving with a friend in a Porsche. Carrera GT reportedly ran off the road at high speed, ran into a pole, and blew up. That's just some of the news on that front. Of course, the really important news. China flies fighter jets into disputed air defense zone. Japan remains defiant. This could really kick off into a wider war with both groups threatening to attack each other. South Korea flying aircraft in. Over in England, the London Guardian is being targeted by the government for reporting on the criminal activities of the U.S. government and the NSA. That is going to be coming up. We're also going to get into pressure building on Boehner for an NSA vote. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee and the adjunct have come out and said, hey, get rid of the Constitution, whole cloth. That is coming up today as well. But again, the big issue is I want to focus in on the lies. I want to focus in on the manipulation. I want to focus in on the outright deception that is taking place. And what the fundamental mindset and worldview is of the controllers. All this and more coming up straight ahead on this worldwide broadcast on this Sunday. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Why does the United States...
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live December 1st, 2013 worldwide broadcast. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, back weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to go over all of the top stories here just to give you an idea of some of the things that I'm looking at on my desk. And then I want to get into a very dangerous precedent that's being set, not just here, but all over the world under continuity of agenda by major corporations and government think tanks developing a program of absolute tyranny against humanity, a revolution against the Renaissance, against the Enlightenment, against common law, and against really 1,000 years of European war. The Magna Carta is one of the most famous signposts in 1215 to deliver to the people some of the basic checks and balances that have taken 1,000 years to get codified into common law are all being erased worldwide. The West was the example of law and justice and prosperity. Not that the West was perfect, but compared to other nations, it was the highest standard. Now the West has been captured by the globalist and is now an engine of evil worldwide. And the abolishment of the family, of private property, of due process, of all the checks and balances that really form the atmosphere of a free society is all being sucked into space right now. We are depressurizing as a society. The shields are down. The walls are now down on every front. We are now on fire, burning to the ground, if you need a political parallel or parable or analogy. And whenever I take off a few days, and I took off 2 full days, which is a long vacation for me, I only worked a half a day the other days, Tuesday through today, I really have time to pull back from the news and pull back from just all the clutter and all the information and just really get freaked out every time I take off a few days and pull back and realize, wow, this is really happening. We have been absolutely on target and absolutely accurate. And the only places that we're not accurate is in the fact that things are much worse than we've said. And then I see the general public, on average, aware that they're being lied to, aware that the system is predatory, but really not having any idea how deep the water is. Folks know they're wet. They're bathed in corruption, bathed in manipulation, bathed in corporate and government discrimination against the common serfs. The population knows that they're literally being drowned in propaganda and social engineering, but they don't know what's swimming in the water. They don't know how deep it is. I have tried to plumb the depths and only find entire new civilizations of evil beneath the depths, beneath the waves. I mean, it is just a whole universe of corruption and fraud and scams, and it's only possible because the free market produced so much wealth and so much freedom and so many choices that it almost gives the evil, well, it doesn't almost, it does, places to hide behind the prosperity. But now it's only facades of prosperity. And every historical, every economic indicator, every cultural indicator shows we are basically going to hell in a handbasket. They've got a Nobel Prize winner in economics coming out saying the stock market's going to melt down and implode. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that inflation is just off the chart. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that there is massive social engineering going on, and it is pointed at the individual, and it is designed to wreck checks and balances and civilization, and the fruits of the New World Order are everything nasty and stinking and horrible you could ever imagine. Now, I want to read some of the headlines out to you here, and then I want to come back and talk about the revolution of tyranny that's taking place, why there's a revolution of tyranny. I really want to crystallize this. And then we're going to open the phones up to get your take on solutions and ways to counter this and what you think the next year and the next decade and the next 20 years, the next 100 years has in store for humanity. Because we really should, as a culture, as a species, have a discussion about where humanity's going. I'll assure you the establishment is not concerned with Xbox Kinect or the NFL. I will assure you the establishment is not concerned with the latest fashions. I will assure you the establishment is not concerned with all of the fake projections they put out to create an artificial habitat, an artificial culture of death, to make sure you never realize what's really going on. Oh, I mean, they're interested in the NFL and fashion and culture as a weapon. They designed it. They decide what's popular. They decide what to put out front in front of people. They decide how to best screw you up and confuse you. But when it comes to what they're really into, they run like the plague from everything they produce. GMO, aspartame, the additives, fluoride, the globalists, all on record, are obsessed with not being around any of it. They don't put their children in the government training camps to be dumbed down. Everything they tell you to do that they put out there on television as the role model of success is designed to fundamentally destroy you. It's like telling a two-year-old, go run around in traffic. That's where you'll find the Lucky Charms leprechaun in the pot of gold. A two-year-old would believe you and walk out into traffic. And that's how I see the general public. And I'm supposed to be a predator and go, well, I'm going to join the elite. The public are a bunch of ugly, dumb, stupid morons who themselves are a bunch of backstabbing rats on average, who would tear my throat out if they could, with exponential envy. So why don't I join the vampire class and feed on them? They're prey animals. That's what they're made for. But I will not do that because I've seen what the establishment's all about, and their fate's even worse than the cattle's fate. But I want to tell the cattle something, the new listeners out there. You are scientifically targeted. And you can live in your own little bubble of denial about this all day. But if you want to turn things around, you're going to have to wake up to the fact you're under attack, number one. And the fact that things are about to get a lot worse, number two. And that there's no hope in beating this by laying down. The only hope is admitting it, getting up on your hind legs, and realizing you're in a war whether you admit it or not. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. The headline's coming up. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Do you dare ride the lightning of liberty? Do you have the will to admit that the bell is tolling for the battle between the forces of freedom and the forces of darkness? That is the history of this world. But somehow, they convinced you our government was different, that there weren't individuals and groups out there that would combine forces to set up a corporate world tyranny. That's what we now face. And you know that the fruits of the New World Order are slavery and bondage. Let me just give you some of the headlines here. Let's just go over some of these important headlines right here today. This is from CNN. China flies fighter jets into disputed air defense zone. Japan remains defiant. South Korea has now been flying fighter jets in the disputed zone. And I want to be clear, folks. This is globalists that have invested in China and the U.S. playing us off against each other. So remember, there's a much bigger game going on here. But the communist Chinese have been expanding worldwide. They've been given the Panama Canal, you name it. And they are definitely expanding into an international defense zone that was already there. If you look at the maps, they have massively expanded, in some cases, more than 80 miles out into the ocean. And are saying that international aircraft, American Airlines, you name it, have to ask permission to basically fly just a few miles away from the coast of Japan. This is a serious, serious provocation. And it all shows where the pivot is going, where the United States, under globalist control, while they move all our factories and power plants out of the U.S. to China, while the globalists shut America down, they're busy using what's left of our military to menace the Communist Chinese Party to play ball with them as they devalue the dollar and as the Communist Chinese are the largest holders of so-called U.S. debt. So this is a very, very serious situation. I will assure you it's more important than the star of Fast and Furious dying in a car wreck today, and that's the big top story, of course. We have a nuclear war with China. They've targeted all our cities. They say they may preemptively nuke the United States. If these provocations continue, they publish in newspapers the U.S. cities they're going to target, including the population death tolls, civilian cities they plan to target, And the average trendy can't even find China on a map. But they do know all about how to put on a football jersey and go to a sports bar and act real tough. So I guess I'm kind of a wimpy guy. I'm here talking about geopolitics. When there's football on, folks, that's obviously I'm a bad person. I know about fractional reserve banking, QE Unlimited. I read what all these economists have to say. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Hey, if you're just some schlub, doesn't do any research, doesn't care about freedom, you can just put me down. You're better than me. You just go, oh, that's one of those weirdos. He reads books. Sorry. Let me get into the rest of the news here for you. You know, the number one cause of death that's unnatural in this country and worldwide as well is transportation. But, you know, honeybees kill over 200 people a year in the U.S. alone. Wasps kill more than 300. Rattlesnakes, several hundred. Water moccasins, more than 400. But people aren't scared of those. They're scared of great white sharks that kill 5 people a year worldwide on average. Because the movie said you should be afraid of it. And it's the same thing with terrorism. You've got a better chance of dying from a honeybee than you do of dying of a terrorist attack. You can look up those numbers. Even a U.S. News and World Report admits that. About a year after I kept putting out that factoid, I just went and looked up the death numbers and Now that's a well-known meme you hear, that honeybees kill more people than terrorism. I hear it everywhere. Just like I said, Obamacare is like the Nigerian email scam where they just rope you into more and more. And now you, I'm not bragging. It's just interesting to see how we can put a meme out now and see people pick it up. The reason I point this out is they say they want to take all your rights and spy on you and have federalized police and giant armored vehicles and billions of rounds of ammo for Muslim terrorists who the government on record runs overseas. They told Russia if they don't play ball with NATO and Saudi Arabia and let them hand Syria over to Al-Qaeda. This was said 2 months ago in mainstream news. BBC reported it, London Guardian, Russian news, but not here. That Saudi Arabia, with the backing of the U.S., people that run our country, would blow up the Winter Olympics coming up in Russia. Would blow them up. That was in the mainstream news. The head of Saudi intelligence said, we will blow up the Olympics if you don't stop fighting Al-Qaeda in Syria. But meanwhile, I've got to have some TSA minion narrow their eyes, ask me questions, have a chat down, like play this game like I'm a suspect. It's all about government teaching you you're bad. Government teaching you you're guilty until proven innocent. I can't even go to our ranch we've had since 1829 and camp without a game warden pulling up and demanding to come in the shack or whatever to see if we have illegal deer dead. Because I'm guilty until proven slave. That's how it is. But the government can launder all the drug money, run all the white slavery. That's fine. It's all about we're bad, they're good. No, they're scum. The government's criminal. It's converted over to total tyranny and is trying to get rid of any liberty that's left. That's how this works, folks. You're the enemy. You're the milk cow. You're the blood bag to the vampires. And they're not going to back off. Historically, we've gone past the point of no return. We're going down the rat hole. That's really the big announcement I want to make. We've just got to figure out, those of us that produce, how we're going to hide out during all this and not be sucked dry by the giant 100 million welfare heads and all the government pimps and scum and trash and morons and people that can't even talk or tie their shoelaces. Just giant hordes of scum everywhere running wild. Excuse me. They'll probably have nuclear war before then. The government's just filled with doddering, nepotism-filled, narcissistic scum. Excuse me. Let me go back to the real threat here. Transportation. Upwards of 300,000 people die a year of transportation-related fatalities. It's like 1 million-plus injuries. 4 dead, more than 60 injured in New York City train derailment nightmare. You know why the U.S. has so many derailments? Our trains can't even go above 45 miles an hour because we have the worst train system in the world. The worst train system in the industrialized world. It's a joke because the globalists have had a policy for 50 years to shut this country down. You understand that? They've got you now as a bunch of service workers or bureaucrats or corporate minions with government contracts, they've got you right where they want you. You know why the trains all fly off the tracks constantly? Because the rails are rotting. And you can't go above 45 miles an hour or the train starts jumping. But then they order the train to get there quicker. And so then it flies off the rails. And then they have a bunch of reasons of why it happened. I'm sure they'll end up indicting somebody. 4 dead, 60 injured. Now maybe they had some TSA agents on there blessing the tracks. That would have fixed it. Or maybe on the train, maybe they would have grabbed more people's genitals getting on the train. That would have fixed it. Because they have that up in New York City, where they literally grab your genitals, search it, have guys with machine guns bugging their eyes out at you when their bosses blew up the World Trade Center, ran the whole Al-Qaeda operation, blew up Building 7 down the street. They all love it. Love it. Oh, but the big news is dead at 40 in fiery car crash. We're so sorry for him. Paul Walker riding with his buddy, and I am sorry, but I'm supposed to only get concerned about one person, like Stalin said. One person dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. We're going to talk about Black Friday when we come back. Huge technology news, comet news as well, and so much more. And we're going to get into the globalist master plan, where they want to take you, why they're doing all this, and the NSA.
iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation, or the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. It's Sunday.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence.
Listen to this conspiracy theorist.
By the military
No. Unlimited government's good.
I hereby declare this.
Don't listen to Eisenhower.
No, no.
I
It's good to turn our police into military.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
And they're openly training to take on the Tea Party.
Low over Minneapolis.
Not Al-Qaeda.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We have to take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Yes, Mrs. Feinstein.
People into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Oh, brainwash people?
Enough.
The Attorney
Department
General.
Of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal.
Mercury's good for you.
Blackhawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only
the government loves you.
Heavily armed officers and water.
Take your mercury.
Suspect. House.
Everybody knows it's good. All the training is to take our guns. All of it. They literally badmouth George Washington. Oh, the government's not bad.
Also, military.
Everything's fine.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am
get in there, slave.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in.
Guilty.
And now they're coming in like they're
until proven slaves.
Shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them.
Oh, that's terrorist. Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's that man.
Empire is.
Oh. Oh, no.
Live from the Infowars.com studios,
no.
It's Alex Jones.
Oh, my gosh, they're fearless. They don't want to be slaves. I mean, under North Korean rule, I mean, government's God. That's the American way, right?
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists.
Don't listen to Eisenhower.
Persist.
This is the heart.
All right, folks, that's the type of intros we have on the InfoWars Nightly News. We have new intros every week, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. Let me hit some more headlines. Then in the next segment, I will get into the culture of tyranny and the revolution against common sense, the revolution against prosperity, the revolution against liberty, the revolution against the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, the revolution against the individual. And I'm going to explain why the globalists want it in their own documents and own words and where they think they're going to take us. And then I'm going to show evidence that they won't take us. They're going to take us straight to hell, straight to World War III. The globalists are so delusional, folks. 91%, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, of nuclear reactors are leaking. In the past, they would fix them. They just don't care now. It's like they're homicidal demons trying to kill us. That's what I'm telling you. The establishment is so busy with their mistresses and their boyfriends and partying and being a bunch of narcissists that they have gone nihilistically haywire and have got to be stopped. But the general public's gotten totally decadent and out of their mind as well. It's television. It's the culture. People think that's real. They think even famous people I know are totally unhappy, obsessed with other Hollywood stars and people thinking they're living some wonderland, even though they're living five doors down from them. And they're all totally unhappy, chasing a carrot that doesn't exist, when absolute enlightenment, absolute Valhalla, absolute energy and information is all around us on this planetoid in deep space, hurtling through the edge of the Milky Way. Whoa! You are not going to find fulfillment with all these turds on TMZ. Unfortunately, most people have not experienced what I've experienced and had a chance to get to know most of the big Hollywood people, been to their houses, you name it. And And why do you think over the years, back when I would fly out to L.A. or wherever I got invited, and people would fly me out there, sometimes on private jets, it's like sending their taxi or their driver for you. People say, well, why don't you do it now? I don't have time for it. I've been there, done that 50 times. That those folks are reaching out to me just because they've already been inside the system and know there isn't some grass greener on the other side. There's nothing else. And that's, I'm not telling you about stuff like that to brag. Believe me, 99% of what I've seen in Hollywood and New York, no one will ever even hear. The point is that I'm telling you that so you realize that the system dangles this whole fake culture in your face to make you think you're inadequate and unfulfilled, so you'll buy into their culture thinking it will fulfill you when it's designed to wreck you. If you can go to a beautiful park and look at the sky, or if you can look up at the night sky, or if you can paint a painting, or if you can go to church and feel a connection to God, or if you can be in love, like George Strait says, if you're not loving, you're not living, then you are fulfilled. I've got all this news to cover. I just want to say the system will not empower you. It is there to enslave you and to shutter your mind because these people want to be God. They want you looking at them. They want you believing their artificial construct, their worldwide Madison Avenue projection of artificial reality, a giant Times Square system where everywhere you go, you're bombarded with their messages. I mean, I got multiple Amber Alerts on my iPhone, my slave phone, my NSA tracker system today, and messages from Obama. I mean, that is so Orwellian, ladies and gentlemen. Even state-run media is flipping out right now about how all the media stage, they lie to them, and they don't even get access anymore. They don't need access. They put out a press release, you regurgitate it, or you lose your job. And so now all the sycophants in the corporate media are freaking out because now they're not even needed. And then moving to the next phase where you're all going to be out of a job, and then they're going to try to shut down the real media. That's next. And that's all been announced by the Pentagon. I mean, here's what's frustrating about this, folks. 99% of all this, literally, of what I'm telling you is on record white papers, DARPA, the Advanced Defense Laboratories. Our system, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of in 1960, is run by offshore megabanks who are eugenicists, transhumanists, who've already decided the course of the world, and you and I aren't in it. And to make that self-fulfilling prophecy reasonable, they have set up a culture and a system to dumb you down and turn you into the most mindless of idiotic animals. And every statistic shows it. Physical IQ going down. Dexterity going down. Cancer rates off the charts. Everything. We are being murdered. Murdered. And the average so-called person doesn't even understand that. Or you hear it, and you live in a fantasy world, because from the time you were born in your diapers, in front of the television, while mama was, you know, in the back doing Lord knows what, and daddy wasn't home, the average person was raised by the television set, incrementally screwing you up with fake role models and archetypes, until people think they can just say, oh, I don't believe that guy, and then it makes it not true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'm going to get into the total culture of lies. Then I'm going to get into new low for Congress, just 6% approve. Finally lower than car salespeople. It's not fair to car salesmen to compare them to Congress. And then we're going to get into the attack on the free press by the NSA corporate fraud grid. And then I'm going to get into a science stack. And then I will get into the culture of fraud.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world.
Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You see, folks, they had arrests in more than 10 cities. Thousands demonstrated against Walmart and the fact that people that work there can't even afford to have Thanksgiving turkey. Now they're having fast food strikes planned in hundreds of cities. That's the headline on DrudgeReport.com with a crying Ronald McDonald. The people that work there can't even afford to eat there. And again, government creates the deindustrialization, creates the inflation by devaluing the dollar. Where Mr. Gaddy's just 4 or 5 years ago was $5 for a buffet. It's now $9-something for a buffet. Oh, but there's no inflation at the local pizza place, even though it's almost doubled in 5 years. I forgot to eat except for breakfast today, so I never eat at Mr. Gaddy's, but it's okay, local pizzas. I pulled in knowing about $2.50 that they had a buffet. Hadn't been in there in years, and I walked in and talked to the manager and stuff, and they've almost doubled their prices the last 5 years, and their profits are way down because the economy, obviously, is in free fall, and there is huge inflation. But the government puts out fake inflation numbers and fake employment numbers, and it comes out it's fake. Just like Obamacare doubles, triples, quadruples. It was written by absolutely ruthless offshore banks that admit that they want to bankrupt you to make you politically manageable. They don't want prosperity. They don't want uppity middle classes and an example of the world of America and the West being rich. They don't want to take our wealth under globalism. That's what liberals think. Oh, globalism is you take Western wealth and you give it to Africa or Latin America. No. You bring them down and us down to their level. And that's what the Copenhagen Treaty 4 years ago that got leaked showed, where the carbon taxes were almost double on the third world that they were on us. This is a shutdown system because for the technocrats, they already control the wealth and the issuance of currency and credit. They want to control the individual. And they want to control what's left of the nation state. And they want no one to stand in their way. And the way to do that is to, through regulations and other systems, shut everyone down but themselves. That is the name of the game. Write the regulations where they're exempt, everybody else is weighed down in ball and chain, red tape, and then they take over. It's economic conquest. And this is a fact in economic white papers and best-selling books by insiders and even people that write books for this admit it. Like Superclass, written by the head of the Kissinger Group, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, and all of them. I mean, that's what's so frustrating. People say, oh, I choose not to believe that. You choose not to believe the sun came up today? You choose not to believe the high in Austin, Texas, where I'm broadcasting from, was 72 degrees? I mean, it's a fact. These aren't my opinions. And so I want to throw this out there and then come back in the next hour and take your calls, and specifically on this topic. A lot of times it's open phones. This is on the issue of what are your examples of lawlessness in government and corporations and real discrimination? Because we're all trained to see discrimination as you're black, I'm white, or I'm black, you're white, and you think somebody served you quicker at the checkout line, and then the media hypes that up, or gay people beat up straight people, or straight people beat up gay people. Let's all fight with each other, or all this divide and conquer, Catholic against Protestant, agnostic against Christian, on and on and on. Well, meanwhile, there's six big banks worldwide that have gotten total, last time they put numbers out a few years ago, $48 trillion of U.S. taxpayer money to bail out their debts that weren't our national debt. Our national debt's only $17 trillion. The Chinese only own $2 trillion of it. We're told how much we're in debt. We've given $48-plus trillion, and that's an old number. Worldwide, it's over $100 trillion. That's mainstream news. But footnote, oh, $100 trillion of your money that you got to pay interest on to give these people the money. Folks, that's why they've got us all divided and conquered. It's the old British Empire model. Play groups off against each other. And they're bringing in a system that's predatory against virtuous, intelligent middle class. They want that wiped out. That is the ultimate sin of this group. This isn't just some elite that wants to take over and is using economics to conquer us. They want to conquer the human spirit, the human genome, and the world's genetics, in their own words, to be the mind of God. That's what DARPA has said through Google. They say they don't believe in God yet. They will become gods. The chief technologist and futurist at Google, Ray Kurzweil, says that. They all say that. And again, when I criticize it, they have the New York Times, the Washington Post, the BBC, Channel 4, all in England, all of them go, Jones says the elite are going to merge with machines and become God. He's insane. I'm quoting them. Whether it's going to happen or not, whether it's feasible or not, the point is this is what makes them tick. This is their game plan. Do you understand me? The stupid football game doesn't matter. They're literally put chemical weapons in the tap water to dumb you down. That's why you're so stupid. You understand this? That's why you can't get upset. It's why you're in a fog. They're attacking you. And I'm not talking to our regular listeners. I'm talking as we're on a whole bunch of AM and FM stations. 160-plus weekdays, over 80 on the Sunday show. We're reaching millions of people right now. And I'm talking to new listeners. This isn't a game. This isn't just some other channel and somebody else up there talking. I know what I'm talking about. Finally, Ammo Land has reported, and so has the NRA, on what I've been telling you for years, because I read the news every day, all over the country. It's usually an old man who still thinks they live in America, cleaning a gun, even in rural areas, in their garage. A neighbor who's moved in from New York or California or some other, you know, big city in one of those states, sees them cleaning the gun, calls the police, and the police take all their guns and arrest them. I see stories where a guy was in a rural area cleaning a deer in his backyard, and some Californians saw it, called the police, and the police said, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. Look that up. And you're like, how do they do it? Well, it's their policy. It's called tyranny. Look at these articles. Legalized theft of guns, Ammo Land, November 25th. I've been talking about this for days. It's got examples from Arizona to California to Texas. And in here, it gives mainstream news links to where the police literally come to your house because a tree fell into your neighbor's car or whatever, and they see guns in your house, they take them. And then you've got to go fight in court for 2 years at a cost two, three times what the guns are worth to get your guns back, and then they still refuse lawlessly. That's like if the cops openly, say, beat your son to death in front of everyone on television. This has happened before. In fact, a cop out in California, his son was beaten to death for no reason by eight cops. They went to file a complaint. They said, well, we're not going to take your complaint. See, they don't tell you it's the law they've got to take it, or they've committed a felony and are now part of the crime, aiding and abetting, under the Constitution, state law, and common law. They will lie in a criminal conspiracy against the public and say, we're not taking your complaint. Or we're going to give it to Internal Affairs, which is a fake complaint, not a criminal complaint on record. And folks, I'm not ganging up on the police here, because they're just where the rubber meets the road. I'm talking about this because we're under NATO control of our military right now, on record. Totally illegal, violates the Constitution. Congress has done nothing. Obama, on energy, on borders, on defense, on Obamacare, now acts as a dictator, and they actually have it in the news. Paul Krugman was in the New York Times last week saying it's good to have him as a dictator. They create a problem. They create the crisis, they don't let it go to waste, and then now we'll let him decide what to do, and Congress is going along with it. The NSA is illegally spying on us. It's come out for economic data to be given to select corporations. And now they have Dianne Feinstein and others, I have this in the stack, coming out in the news and saying it doesn't matter if it's illegal, we've got to do this to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Folks, they run Al-Qaeda on record. Admit I was right, it's public. The entire training is for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, and anyone who is right of Lenin, if you want to use that political spectrum as a yardstick. It's happening, okay? The Army manuals now demonize mainline Christians. It's happening. They're trying to get a foothold and sell this takeover and ban free speech and ban it all. And it's part of a criminal movement. Here's the toll-free number you can get lined up. I want your take on examples of government lawlessness. How bad you think the collapse is going to get, that's mathematically certain. And how you think we fix things, your solutions. I want to hear them. Toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers only, 877-789-2539. I want to hear your examples of government lawlessness and corporate lawlessness. See, if you're part of the system, suddenly you're above the law. Just like the big banks laundering the drug money. But the cop pulls you over and wants to search your car. Statistically, that cop's more criminal than the average person. How about we search your car? How about you start treating us like free people? Instead, America's been turned into a bunch of sheep who love to bend over. And that's why you're being treated like slaves, because you act like cowards. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.